Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, DDP audience. Glad to have you with me today. Grace greetings to you. Hey, let's go do a little bit of study for the next few days on the Shepherd's Psalm. I used to do a series of lessons and sermons on the very famous Shepherd's Psalm. Most everybody knows that Psalm 23. A lot of has been written about it and preached about it, and I've added my own hat into the ring more than once on that. I'd love to do that for the next few days. We'll just take each verse and work through it. It's a favorite of mine, as well as many others around the world I know love it. I think it's really cool. I always like to start by using the Shepherd's Psalm as a real sort of elementary understanding of context and wording. And the reason I say that is because that was a psalm that I remember using when I was a kid, and I would pretend to be a preacher. My father was a pastor, and so, as a lot of boys do when you're real little, you emulate what your dad does. I would use the clothes hamper for a pulpit. I remember would put the lid down on it and put my Bible on top of it, and I'd read a passage. And then my dad in those days was kind of a shouting and yelling kind of preacher, so I'd shout and yell and run around the room full of imaginary people, and I don't know what all I preached from or what passages I read, but I do remember trying to preach the 23rd Psalm, and that always stuck with me because this is where the elementary understanding of context and wording comes into play. In my young mind, I could not fathom why the writer of Psalms 23 would not want the Lord to be his shepherd, because as I read it, it said, "The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." But to a little kid, that meant, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I don't want him." And I was making a very elementary, simple mistake. I assumed that the "shall not want" applied to the previous statement instead of coming as a result of the previous statement. Now, that is immature, and it's elementary. But man, as I've grown older, have I noticed how people read the Bible with that sort of elementary understanding. That's not worth our time for us to talk about and add a bunch of other verses to it, but can you see how easy it is to do? So let's explain it the right way. Because the Lord is our shepherd, of course, we never have a reason to want for anything. That's so simple now, it caused me a lot of confusion then. I'm not really sure why I remember it, but I do. And I know why, I think I know why I even felt that way. Because when you're a kid, you don't ever want for anything. I mean, that doesn't mean that you never want anything. It just means that you never find yourself, for the most part. Now, there are exceptions, of course. But for the most part, you don't find yourself without the necessities of life. That's not universal. There's kids all over the world that need the basic necessities. But for the most part, kids don't think about rent. They don't think about how the lights are going to be paid or whether there will be water next week or whether they're going to have food on the table. If you never face wolves, you may not understand how important that your shepherd is. When you have been provided for and taken care of, it's a little difficult to appreciate the power of your provision and your protection. Well, as we grow up, we're forced to do for ourselves what our parents used to do for us, what they used to do so freely for us, and now we're older and responsible and we have to take care of our own issues. Well, I've faced a few wolves, so have you. I've fallen off a few paths, I've been stabbed by a few thorns, and then I learned the rest and comfort of a good shepherd. Now, Jesus called himself the good shepherd, said the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep, John 10:11. He's so good because he gladly gives his life. And the prayer of little kids, "God is good, God is great," that's an awesome testimony to who God is. He's good, he's great, and he shows us how good and great when he shows us what he does for us at the cross. David is the author of the 23rd Psalms, and he knows a thing or two about being a good shepherd. Defends his father's flocks on the hillsides of Bethlehem, kills a lion, kills a bear. He said both of the predators actually grabbed a sheep, and David went and hunted the beast down, pulled the sheep out of the mouth and killed it. He's a good shepherd. But Jesus is a better shepherd, and he's not going to allow the lion and the bear to get to you. Sheep need a shepherd because they don't have a defense mechanism. Thank God we have a shepherd who watches over our every move and does things for us so that we shall not want. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.